Now, tiny throwaway cameras have been developed. Cameras these days are made on silicon chips, which have been getting smaller and smaller over the years. And this is great, but it's made wiring them up more and more difficult. These days, most complicated chips are made on a large silicon wafer up to 18 inches across, then cut out of the wafer to produce the individual chips. Then they're mostly wired up by making contacts on the surface, then turning them over and putting them onto a connector, and then soldering them on.
Sounds fiddly.
That's not too bad if you can turn it upside down. What's really bad is if you're trying to make a camera. Because with a camera, if you did that, none of the light can get to the sensor, so it doesn't work. So you've got to keep them the right way up, which means you've got to make the connections from the side, from sort of over the edge. And then you've got to put a lens over the top. So everything is very difficult, and especially trying to make a very, very small camera, it's incredibly fiddly and therefore expensive. A group from IZM, Fraunhofer Institute, have come up with a solution to this. Rather than connect the front of the silicon wafer, they've effectively drilled holes through a very, very thin wafer all the way to the back, then filled these holes with a conductor, creating what's called a via, so you've got a conducting path to the back. They've then, while it's still on the wafer, attached all the wires on the back while you've got a nice big thing to hold. They've turned it over, and then they've actually just stuck a load of lenses on the front. And then you can just slice the whole thing up, and you can get like 3,000 1mm across cameras.
Absolutely
out
tiny.
Of a single wafer.
But what can you do with them? Why would we want a camera that small?
Well, one thing they're suggesting you could use them for is endoscopes. So you can have a very, very narrow tube, stick it into your body, and you can see what's going on inside. And at the moment, the problem is with present technology, once you take it out of somebody, it costs thousands of pounds. You want to reuse it. You've then got to clean it, and it's an electronic thing, so you can't cook it because it will damage it. So you've got to very carefully clean it, and that's a very difficult thing. These should be so cheap that you can essentially just throw them away when you're done with them and go on to the next patient.
Which sounds good. Dave, thank you very much.